What's good, everybody? It's Man B Dunn coming live at you. Another True Players Podcast episode. I got my co-host Kyle with me from the Negro Fly Zone. We're about to get started with this podcast, recapping the AFC and NFC Championship games. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of things. Ben Roethlisberger's retirement. We're going to get started with this podcast right now. Let's do this, baby.
Then I won't stop till both these squirrels get they nuts. Hey, you know it's good when we freaking king size squeaking after I ease in. If you was with me, baby, 24/7, best believe that every single day would be a sweet day. Curry sweeter than a cheesecake. If you want beef, prophecy would be a beefcake. I make love to you till you fall asleep, leave you a sweet dream between the sheets.
'Twas the night before that night. I was born on that day, but not last night. Once upon a time, I had my cash right. Plug called, he ain't act right. I'm far from a slow nigga in this fast life. He pulled up, I got low, hit the black light. Once upon a time.
What's good, everybody? Once again, we are back. Kyle's going to be joining us in a few seconds, so stay tuned. We're going to be getting to it a little bit as he comes back to the podcast. Two great games this past Sunday. The NFL showed us competitive parity and all that fun stuff in the playoffs. Two very close call games. Let me tell you something. Closing, making a big turnover when it's in your palm of your hands is the difference of both teams who lost in both championship games, the ability to play the Super Bowl and giving us that rematch. All right. So let's get into it. Before I get into that, I want to speak about Ben Roethlisberger retiring. He played for 18 years. That class with Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers, it was a great quarterback class. Out of it, you got four Super Bowls. You got how many? God knows how many AFC Championship games, championship games that came through between the three of them: Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, as well as Eli Manning. So all three of them is officially are now retired. So, you know, it's a good thing to see Ben going out on his terms. I mean, Ben had his controversies. He really did. So, well, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his career and things like that. His final career stats, 64,088 yards, 418 touchdowns, 211 interceptions. Also, he had his career record as a starting quarterback. 165-81 and one tie. As I'm bringing Kyle into this, Kyle, what's going on? Introduce yourself to the people.
I got started. What's up? We're here.
Got you.
All right, there we go.
As like I was saying before I brought Kyle back into the podcast, we mentioned I was talking about Ben Roethlisberger's career record: 165-81 and one tie.
Mm-hmm.
418 touchdowns, 211 interceptions. Two Super Bowl titles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That class with him and Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers has to rank as a top class for quarterbacks. Has to.
I believe so. Because, I mean, look at it. And that draft, which was 2004,
yes.
Those were the top two quarterbacks, Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. I don't think any other quarterback that came out that year was really relatively any good outside of, I don't know what year did Drew Brees come out.
Drew Brees came out 2 years before, but you forgot about Phil Rivers.
Phillip Rivers came out, yes. So yeah. Those three QBs.
I don't know if you can probably get track of my memory. How many championship games, as far as conference championship games, those three guys had for each other? Between, how many?
Yeah. You're talking.
Eight or nine?
A lot. Yeah. Two with Eli when he won the Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. You have the two with Roethlisberger won two, but he lost one. So he lost three conference championship games. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was a couple of times when he lost to Brady. He couldn't get over the hump. Well, Manning couldn't get over the hump with Brady, but
Roethlisberger lost. Be Rivers. Rivers couldn't get over here.
Rivers could get over the hump. Yeah. AFC Championship game, or, you know, LT, everybody on deck, Antonio Gates, you know, Vincent Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, and they still just, for some reason, they couldn't get it done.
You know what it was, too? We people talk about, God rest his soul, Marty Schottenheimer. He was always conservative.
Marty, I loved it. Yeah.
And that game against the Patriots where he lost in the AFC Championship game, Kyle, he should have did Marty Ball at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He got caught up with the criticism, decided to air it out. It cost him a chance to go to the Super Bowl for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
Marty Ball would have worked at that time. So, you know, God rest his soul, but Philip Rivers, that's his biggest kryptonite was Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into Tom Brady because there's rumblings that he is going to announce his retirement. I'll believe it when he announces it.
Yeah, I don't know Tom Teflon Tom or Cycle Tom. It's definitely he didn't appreciate that Adam Schefter, you know, released that report and made the playoff weekend about Tom Brady when Tom Brady wanted the, you know, individual teams to get their recognition and, you know what I mean, pay attention to the Rams and the Niners and the Bill and the Bengals and the Chiefs. Don't make it about Tom Brady. Oh, he's retiring, he's blah blah blah, blah. Nah, he doesn't like that. You know what I mean? So he wants to do it on his time and on his terms, you know, which is, I could, we could definitely understand that. And I can respect that. You know, I don't need anyone making the moment, taking my moment away from me. Let me have the moment, you know?
Exactly. But,
you know,
I mean, as much as we hated him when he was with the Patriots,
yeah,
you got to give his respect. Due.
Absolutely.
But if it wasn't for our guy Mo Lewis, who put the hurting on Drew Bledsoe,
we don't even hear about Tom Brady.
We don't know nothing about Tom Brady. So Tom Brady's Hall of Fame career is because of the New York Jets.
Because of the Jets. So he has
Jets. So he gets an assist with Mo Lewis. But if he does retire, this is Tom Brady's career stats: 84,520 yards passing, number one in the history.
Wow.
624 touchdown passes, number one in the history. 203 interceptions. Look at the ratio between touchdowns and interceptions. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
His record as a QB, 243 wins, 73 losses, and 7 Super Bowl wins. He was 7-3 in the Super Bowl.
Won 7, lost 3.
In all due respect, he should have went 5-5, but we won't talk about how Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll handed him one, and Dan Quinn handed one. Yeah.
Everybody in the fucking stadium in the universe knew the call should have went to fucking beast mode so he can be the hero.
Exactly.
They didn't want that because he was on his Black Power shit and not talking to the media. Mm-hmm. They didn't want that because they knew they wasn't going to be able to get an interview out of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now,
what he was saying was the truth. All this stuff come out.
I'm a channeling my Marshawn Lynch right now. But shout to Marshawn Lynch doing great things. Exactly. He's been to Haiti building houses for children, building schools in Haiti, and a lot of humanitarian stuff that he does that people don't see. And especially in Oakland, to his hometown, Oakland, he does a lot for his hometown. How many places can you say go back home and give back to the communities? Not a lot. But part of it is too. The flip side of it too is: are they worried about getting shot up in their own hood too? That's realistic.
That's realistic.
But now, Kyle, let's get on to another situation before we get to the recapping the conference championship games. Is the hiring, the New York Giants hiring Joe Schoen, the GM, and the new head coach Brian Daboll from the Buffalo Bills office coordinator. How do you feel about those hirings?
I mean, I really don't know how to feel now because there was a report in regards to Brian Flores, saying that he was racially discriminated upon, that Bill Belichick sent him a text message by accident, which was really meant for Brian Daboll, saying, congratulations, you got the job, blah, 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 blah. So now we don't know if Flores will ever get a position in the NFL now, because he's pretty much suing them. And they're probably going to settle out of court, but part of the settlement is he probably will never coach in the NFL again. But we'll see. But I think there's a good hire. Joan, supposedly, I think, is from the Bills staff. So that's good. And then you got Joan as a GM, and you got the offensive coordinator that made Josh Allen the star. That's a good recipe right there. A good combination. They're familiar with each other. They're going to hit off the bat. And this is actually good news for Daniel Jones, because Daboll seems to be the person that lets you do what you like to do good at. He lets you what it played to your strengths. What did you like to do at Duke? What did you like to do, you know, in his other offense? Those some of the things that you like to do that you did well. We're going to build upon that first to lay a foundation. And then as time goes, as you saw with the development of Josh Allen, you start from the basis, from the base level, and you work your way up. So you're just going to, he doesn't have to reprogram or rewire Daniel Jones that much. He's just going to let him, hey, this is what you did well at Duke. This is what you did well in the previous offense. This is what we're going to start off our relationship with. So this way you have a better understanding, a clear understanding of what we want, what works for you on offense, and what works for me as far as the play caller as time goes on, once you become more and more comfortable in my offense. So, yeah, it definitely makes sense.
I like the hiring for the Giants. I like what he said. Brian Daboll said in his press conference is he's gonna fit his scheme to the according to the player's strengths.
Exactly, not my scheme. Their strengths.
I'm you know what I'm saying?
Off the scheme, I'm a bend but not break, because it makes more sense. You got talent. You have to utilize your talent to win games. Scheme doesn't win games. Talent wins.
Exactly. So, you know, we expect our former wide receiver soon to be cut, Denzel Mims, going to the Giants and become all pro. But you know, I like it. I like his energy. I like he has a focus. He has a plan. You know, how many coaches can you say come in there come with a clear plan? Some coaches come and say, "Well, we're going to do it this way. Maybe if he does this." No, this guy came with a plan. He said, "I'm going to fit my offense to Daniel Jones' strength. I'm going to fit my offense to Saquon Barkley's strength. I'm going to fit my offense to Kenny Galladay's strength, Shepard's strength."
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So the Giants do need a tight end. I think Evan Engram is not going to be kept. He's going to be gone. He's a free agent. He's gone. And my question to you is, can he turn around Daniel Jones?
I think so. Daniel Jones always looked competent for so long, and then it'll be just one boneheaded mistake, a fumble or whatever. It'll look like, okay, this is why they took him. This is why they took him out of Duke, because he looked very competent in what he was doing.
Right, when he wasn't fumbling the ball, because he's good for getting that strip sacks against him, because he doesn't protect the ball with his hands. I don't know if his hands is too small for the football. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like they could come and swipe real easy, and he'll fumble that ball. And we'll see what Daboll could do with it, because this is Daniel Jones' shot. He's only have 1 year. He's only going to get 1 year with him. And then if it doesn't work, Schoen and Daboll is going to look for another quarterback in the draft. Better yet, may end up getting a free agent. So let's get back to Flores, because we spoke offline on the message or stuff like that. I mentioned I thought they were going to hire Dan Quinn initially. But Flores, I heard a situation. The owner, John Merrick, came up and said, no, we're not interested in Deshaun Watson as quarterback. And Deshaun Watson wanted to come to the Giants if they hired Brian Flores.
Exactly.
So how much did that affect his Brian Flores?
Black quarterback for some reason. I don't know.
That's one thing about the Jets. We can't say that about the Jets. We had a Latino quarterback. We had a black quarterback. So we a few times with Quincy Carter. We had a few in the Jets. But what you say is true. If you look at the history of the Giants, you hardly see any black quarterbacks on the team. But Deshaun Watson is a special talent that could – you just bring him to the Giants under the lights of New York. Damn. They missed out. They missed out on that. So, yeah. So, let me ask you a question, though. How do you feel about how do you feel about Josh Daniels becoming a Raiders head coach? How do you feel about that? I'm just hoping he doesn't pull the same shit he pulled with Indianapolis Colts. So, let's hope he doesn't do that. So, that's a thing, too. Hope he doesn't do that. But let's get back to the conference championship games. With first, let's talk about the Bengals and the Chiefs. If you're with me, Kyle. You with me, Kyle? Kyle, you with me? Gonna let him get some rest. We're gonna talk about the Chiefs in a minute. Yes, sir. The big thing about the game with the Chiefs, is a big game. They had an 18-point lead. We thought for sure that Mahomes is going back to the Super Bowl. We thought that for sure. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We thought for sure Mahomes was going back to the Super Bowl with the 18-point lead before halftime. And we thought about it. But then Joe Burrow comes back. The thing about Joe Burrow, man, that I just love about him is his moxie.
Yeah, he's always cool under pressure.
Listen, it was a big, big turning point in that game, right? He was supposed to be sacked.
Yeah.
If he had gotten sacked, game would have been over.
When he fought through that shit.
He fought through that sack.
Got the first down.
A la Eli Manning without the helmet, the catch on the helmet. Uh-huh. But that showed me a lot about Joe Burrows. This is a guy who's a year removed from an ACL injury.
He refuses to quit.
Second year in the league. And he's doing big things. Like he took his team to the Super Bowl. And think about it for 1 second. How much impact he had on the Bengals. How much impact he had on the Bengals to the point that he made them draft Jamar Chase, his former teammate from LSU. How big was the acquisition, that draft for him with Jamar Chase?
All you guys are saying, oh, don't take the wide receiver that high. Blah, blah, blah. And look, instant chemistry with Jamar because they played together at LSU. They won a national championship together. So why wouldn't you want to draft him?
Right.
No.
It's definitely a good move on his part, good GM move on his part. But I noticed how the Chiefs was playing them. They were playing a whole lot of bracket coverage over Jamar Chase. But the guy that stepped up was Higgins, making all those catches. How big was that? Him being the second receiver, number two receiver, stepping up and becoming the one receiver in that game, which eventually later on opened the game up for Jamar Chase. In the second half.
Yeah. The adjustments. And Joe Mixon, too.
Joe Mixon ran the ball very well, especially in the fourth quarter. When he did those big first downs, he was running that ball mm-hmm. hard and things like that. But what, in your opinion, what went wrong with the Chiefs in that game?
Not having, the backbone to just stick the final nail in the coffin, like to put the final dagger. You had a chance with 2 minutes before in regulation,
mm-hmm.
you go up seven and you pretty much win the game. You get stopped or Mahomes gets sacked or whatever, or he almost fumbles. You literally fumbled the ball. If it wasn't for his offensive lineman, it would have been over right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicked the field goal to tie it. Had they scored 7 points then, now Cincinnati has about what, like maybe a couple of, maybe 30 or 40 seconds to try to score a touchdown because now they're up four. So a field goal doesn't help Cincinnati. They had to get pay dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And, missed opportunities. But credit to the Cincinnati defense. This guy, Troy Hendrickson or whatever his name is, mm-hmm. he came in and just blew up Mahomes. And that was all she wrote. So I think it was just Kansas City's lack of not – being more aggressive to want to put their foot on their necks,
mm-hmm.
let them hang around, and they started to, that was it. That stopped with Tyreek Hill, I believe, was mm-hmm. the turning point. was definitely a turning point. They stopped him. They didn't get any points. Went into halftime, and that was it. They had like 18 unanswered points.
True. And then the thing is too, the announcers after the game was not giving the Cincinnati Bengals defense their props. Cincinnati Bengals defense did their thing against Patrick Mahomes. They made the adjustments at halftime. They shut him down.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But how big? I think it was before halftime in the first quarter. Andy Reid decided to go for it on fourth down when he could have that field goal. How big those 3 points are?
Huge.
At the end of the game.
That's the difference of the game right now. You know, those 3 points. But granted, they made it to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just Patrick Mahomes threw a pick.
Yep.
You know what I mean? There's nothing more. You can't slice it any other way than that.
You know what it is, too? Cincinnati made the Cincinnati defense made the catch that the San Francisco 49ers didn't make in the other game. That cost the ride to the Super Bowl. So, yeah. So, we're going to give a big shout-out to Cincinnati Bengals. I was happy for them. I was rooting for them because I was rooting for the underdog. And I saw Boomer up there. He couldn't stop. He couldn't hold his smile, man. He was just gleaming right now. He couldn't hold himself. After 30, over 30 years, this team has been last time they've been to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
It's probably their first playoff win in over, what, even 30 years?
Well, two. Who did they beat before they played the Chiefs? They beat the Titans.
The Titans. And keep in mind one thing. In that game, when a quarterback gets sacked 9 times, he's supposed to lose that football game.
Yep. That's true.
Joe Burrows came out and won that football game while he was being sacked 9 times. I'm not going to put him in the Hall of Fame yet, but he looks like he's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
God willing, and without the injuries, he's going to get there. But one last thing I want to say before we get into the Rams and the 49ers games. I had something on my mind, you know, old age is starting to catch up with me. You know, I'm I had something real special to say about it, but Bengals 2 years ago had the worst record in the league. Now they're going to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Smart drafting,
patience. Even though the owner is notoriously cheap, Mike Brown is a notorious cheap owner. But the team finally got back to the Super Bowl. And before, let's talk about our fellow Jet fans. Before they start saying, "Oh, Zach could do it too," let me explain something to you guys about Joe Burrows. Joe Burrows played at LSU, won a national title in LSU. He's about to be the third. He's trying to be the third quarterback to win both a national title and a Super Bowl championship.
Nice.
Behind Joe Namath and Joe Montana. Will he be the third Joe to do that? And before we talk about, oh, Zach Wilson can do it too, remind one thing. Joe Burrows, he came to the playoffs as if he belonged there. You know why? He played in big games at LSU. How much of that did help him in the playoffs so far? Yeah. How much did that help him?
As far as what?
His experience in college, playing in the big games, and big national games.
Yeah. When playing in the SEC and playing against, you know, Alabama and all these guys at that Georgia, you know, Clemson and all that. Clemson's ACC, but you know, it's definitely big because it makes him calm. He doesn't have like any jitters. He can just play loose and, you know, and do right and make plays. Either with his legs or with his arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, definitely a dual threat quarterback.
We got you. All right. So let's get on to the next championship game. LA Rams, 49ers, very tightly contested contest. 2017 win for the Rams. This is after the 49ers sweep them in the regular season. 49ers look prime for that Super Bowl. What do you think?
They looked unstoppable to me. I don't know what happened.
You guys had your chances, man.
True.
Any chance to put this game away.
Absolutely.
Like I said, you let people hang around, this is what happens.
True that. But the thing is that it just seems that in the biggest game, Jimmy Garoppolo was one big throw away from, one, winning a Super Bowl, two, getting back to a Super Bowl. And what do you say about that?
That's just, it must suck, man. It must suck, bro, because they're going to say, well, this is why we traded up to get Trey Lance. This guy just seems to not get over the hump. But you can't deny his winning percentage. When he plays, San Francisco wins. Mm-hmm. When he does not play, they rarely win. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, you know what you have in Jimmy G. You're winning. He's got you to the NFC title game, you know what I mean, twice. One time going to the Super Bowl. Why would you want to mess something up that's clearly working? Just give him more weapons and protect them and all the other stuff. And you should be right back here again next year.
Right, right. But let me tell you something. San Francisco had the chance to close out the game. A big drop interception.
That too. Yeah. Dropped the pick.
Dropped the pick late in the fourth quarter. Would have put them over the top. They would have been back in the Super Bowl, taking on the Bengals. So, and they ended off with a minute left. Jimmy Garoppolo pulled the Dave Brown. He made that bad pass trying to avoid the sack. Yeah,
just to throw it away, to avoid the sack. Throw it up, and got picked it off and scored. That was it.
Right. You can't knock both defenses. Both defenses deserve to win this game. You know what I'm saying? And they were pressuring the quarterback and things like that. It was overall a very good game, but you know what? The team that executed at the end of the game is going to the Super Bowl, and that's the Rams. So shout out to the Rams. Shout out to Matthew Stafford. After all those years in Detroit,
feels good.
Feels good. I saw him hugging his wife and all that stuff, who had cancer a few years back. So it's a good feeling to have. So now my question is to you is, where does Garoppolo go from here? You know they're going to try to move on from him. What do you think is going to happen with him?
I can need to see him going wherever Aaron Rodgers does not go. Let's see, because Aaron Rodgers could leave Green Bay potentially, and Jimmy Garoppolo could potentially go to Green Bay. Wow. Jordan Love still develops and still gets seasoned and then be ready to play next year. That can be it. You know, I can see him in Denver. I can see him in Washington as a stopgap guy for either Matt Corral or, you know, whichever quarterback they take to compete with Taylor Heineke. It's so the Vikings. It's so many. Kirk Cousins got cut. I'm trying to think of the teams that just fired their coaches and stuff like that.
Well, you got the Texans. See, he's not going to the Texans. So that'll be crazy for him to go there. The Bears. The Bears got Fields, so we don't know. Let's still get to them. They got Fields.
Yeah.
Another guy who I thought – the other place I thought Brian Flores was supposed to go to, too, was the Bears. Leslie Frazier. I thought Leslie Frazier was going to go there, too, and he's not going there.
The Saints.
The Saints.
Sean Payton left. Saints, Vikings, Jags.
The Jags, though, they got Lawrence. Oh, you're talking about the...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Lawrence. But I heard they're going to finalize a deal with Baron Leftwich to be the head coach in Jacksonville.
Oh, but we'll see. We haven't seen that in the waiver wire.
Work with Trevor Lawrence and things like that. So before we end the podcast, it wasn't gonna be a long podcast from the get go.
Yeah.
But let's do a brief preview of the Bengals and the Rams from here.
Okay.
I
expect a high scoring game. You know, both defenses are good, but I just think the offense is gonna be very explosive for some reason. Super Bowl, biggest stage, a lot of nerves. So it should be a lot of opportunities you know, early in the game for whichever team to jump out to a lead and potentially keep that and, you know, maintain it to get the trophy.
True. Yeah, but my opinion is with Joe Burrows, they gotta protect him a whole lot better. You let the Rams get 9 sacks on you.
9 sacks, you know, yeah.
You're gonna get blown out.
Yeah. that's not the model what we expect. That's not the expectation, because then that means he's gonna start forcing things, gonna start hearing footsteps, and that's how they could get a pinch for turnovers based on you just getting rattled from being hit so much, you know, mm-hmm. with them only rushing 3 or 4.
Exactly.
You don't think about it. They're in dime or quarters coverage all the time, you know, man to man. So mm-hmm. it's like, man, you got to think that your man goes into his route, but all the same, you got 2 seconds before the other lineman comes in to potentially sack you or strip the ball, you know. Mm-hmm.
But you got Aaron Donald and Von Miller. That's a terrifying duo to try to protect that quarterback with. But yeah. Cooper, what's it?
Cooper Kupp. Yeah.
And OBJ.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. And you got Higgins and Jamal Chase on the other side.
Indeed. Yeah.
Ooh, let's go, Biggs.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be exciting Super Bowl to watch. Two fresh teams. No more Brady. No Brady this year. No Mahomes this year. Two fresh faces, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrows. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I'm going to rock with the Bengals. Let's keep it going with the who they Bengals. Let's keep it going with them. I'm going to go with the Bengals to win a very, very close game.
Very close game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. My prediction is also, I think the Bengals will make it a good game, but I think ultimately the Rams at home with that defense,
mm-hmm.
it might prove too much for Burrow.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. We got 2 weeks to wait. To watch it on February 13th, day before Valentine's Day. Is it going to be a happy Valentine's Day for Matthew Stafford and his lovely wife? Or is it going to be a happy Valentine's Day for Joe Burrow and his significant other, whoever she may be.
Yeah.
But on that note, Kyle, you got anything else to say before we close on this podcast?
Nah, man, glad to be here, check in, talk about some sports and coaches and recap of the playoff game last week. You know, as always, follow me on Facebook at Negro Fly Zone, you know, and we can talk football, sports, politics, shoot the breeze, whatever you want.
Definitely. Definitely check out. He puts a very insightful posts on that Negro Fly Zone group. It's very entertaining. It's entertaining and it's also deep.
Informative. Yeah.
Informative. So definitely, like I said, tomorrow, me and Joe G going to be back again tomorrow.
With a few
guests. We're going to recap Power episode number 9, guys. It's a very, very big episode tomorrow night. And it's very rare I do back-to-back days with the podcast episodes live on top of that as well. But we're going to hit you guys tomorrow, me and Joey G and whoever wants to join us on the podcast tomorrow. We're going to recap Power episode number 9. Like I said, you can watch this podcast on the video on YouTube, Patreon, and Twitch TV. Listen to the audio version on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, TuneIn Radio, Joey G Radio. Anywhere, just search for Two Players Podcast. And if you come on the YouTube channel, please subscribe to the channel. Just don't come and watch a video. Subscribe to the True Players Podcast channel for updates and new episodes that comes on the YouTube channel. Like I said, it's your man Big Dom. My man Kyle here. We're going to call it a night. Be safe, right, people. See you guys tomorrow. Holla.
More life.